The Juno Douglas High School student who took his free speech case to the U.S. Supreme Court has reached a final settlement with the Juno School District in the so-called Bong Hits for Jesus case. The Juno Board of Education accepted the agreement last night. Joseph Frederick will receive a total of $45,000 from the school district, paid by its insurance company. David Crosby is the school board attorney.
There'll be no funds diverted from the educational program.
The high school has removed any mentions of punishment from Frederick's school records. The case started in 2002 during the Olympic torch relay when Frederick, then a senior, unfurled a hand-printed banner reading Bong Hits for Jesus. He was off campus at the school-sponsored event. The high school principal confiscated the banner and suspended him from school. The school district asked Frederick, said Frederick was advocating drug use. He said he was asserting his right to free speech. He sued in U.S. District Court and lost, but won in the U.S. Court of Appeals. The school board appealed that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court, which upheld the district's right to suspend Frederick and enforce its rules regarding drug messages. Earlier this year, the district attempted to sue for legal fees. Then the U.S. Appeals Court took up one remaining legal issue: whether the state constitution provides stronger speech protections than the U.S. Constitution. Crosby says it was time to put the case to rest.
This has been a highly contentious issue. It's diverted a lot of time and energy from the district, not to mention the amount of money it's cost to litigate it. And I think everybody feels that it was in the best interest of the community to be done with this. We were looking at the possibility of another 5 or 6 years to litigate to conclusion the Alaska constitutional issue.
The settlement requires Frederick to drop that question. Frederick's attorney, Doug Mertz, says it will be addressed in a spring forum at the high school. The two sides plan to bring in a constitutional law expert to discuss school free speech issues with students, faculty, and administrators. And Mertz expects the state constitutional question will come up in future cases.
If there are cases in the future where a student exercises his free speech rights and the district punishes him for it without an adequate justification, then it's always ripe for more litigation.
School Board President Mark Choate says it's a relief to have the 6-year-old case settled. He says the agreement does not change the district's policies.
The district will continue to enforce its policies prohibiting students from displaying materials that district personnel reasonably view as advocating or celebrating illegal drug use, as permitted by the United States Supreme Court ruling.
The original Bong Hits banner is now in the Newseum in Washington, D.C., a museum dedicated to First Amendment freedoms. Joseph Frederick is studying in China.